Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. 25 for the high today. Breezy's going on the boat.
In my wetsuit. See ya.
How many of you are familiar with Mel Robbins?
I wasn't until very recently.
It's called the Let Them Theory, a step-by-step guide on how to stop letting other people's opinions, drama, and judgment impact your life.
We all could use one less thing to stress about, right? Obviously, we're all stressed. We all get ourselves worked up about nothing. I mean, me more than anybody.
Sure.
I flip out over anything and everything, which obviously everybody knows. But I'm going to pop a blood vessel at some point, truly.
I think what's so great about this is that Breezy's girlfriend actually introduced her to this. And the question I wanted to ask our listeners is, if your significant other gave you a book on how to better yourself in your relationship with them personally, would you appreciate them doing that or would you take offense? I could see Breezy turning it around and manipulating her significant other.
It wasn't even like for me. Like, she wasn't even doing it for me. She was just like, hey, I found this. And it was more for herself. And then I was like, oh, I want to learn more about this. And then I kind of just like took it and ran with it. So I was like, this is my thing now. She's like, it's not, but okay.
Just to break it down for people so they understand what this theory is. Do we have a clip of Mel Robbins talking about this?
Yeah, she like explained it on her podcast.
Okay, let me see if I can pull this up.
I'm using this thing called the Let Them Theory. I love this. I want you to try it. Here's how it works. The next time you feel left out, your friends all go out to brunch together and they don't invite you. Let them. Or maybe the person you're dating doesn't want a commitment. Let them. Or perhaps your spouse does not want to do the 5K with you. Let them. Your company is laying people off. Let them. You spend so much time and energy trying to control other people and getting emotionally worked up about things that are beyond your control. You can tap into peace and true control if you let them be themselves. And here's the other thing. If you let them, people will then reveal who they truly are. And when they reveal who they truly are to you, you now know what you can choose next that's right for you. So let them.
There you go.
The music in the background.
Yeah, we love that.
I'm like, is the gates to heaven opening?
I understand what she's saying, but I'm like, full transparency here. I've known this for years.
Easier said than done, though.
Well, the question that a lot of people are asking is, how do you become okay with accepting them or just letting them? How do you do that?
Right.
And in simple terms, you just do it. You just let them.
I know.
And it's going to sting and probably be painful. But like she said, and she makes a great point, allow them to show you who they truly are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just let them.
Just let them.
Hello, Peaks. Oh, we got, hello, Peaks White. Who's this?
Hi, this is Breezy's girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you call. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Taking time out of my day.
She's the reason we're even talking about this right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that. Oh, so, yeah. All right, Breezy's girlfriend, break down to us what this is all about, like, because I still have no idea.
Okay, so before TikTok got banned, I saw Mel Robbins, her name is, and she has this theory. It's called Let Them. So basically, people are, you know, doing their thing. You just got to let them. Now, also, as I'm reading into the book, there's also part of the theory, besides let them, there's let me, which I don't know if Breezy knows about this, but
let them
she's
what?
Well aware. Just let them. Let them do whatever they want to do. They're planning trips without you. Let them. They don't want to hang out with you. Let them. They want to fire you. Let them.
Really? So just whatever somebody's going to do in life, just let them.
Just let them.
All right.
That's what it's all about. So I don't know if people know this about me, but I'm a little bit of a control freak, just a little bit.
Oh, so this is you trying to let go.
Yes.
So Breezy's been hooking up with her ex, but you just got a letter.
Absolutely. So you just let them, and then the other part of the book is let me. So it's like, let me hook up with my ex. It's actually really toxic.
So
I'm dead.
How has this been working so far?
Oh, really great. So Breezy is actually using the theory against me. I've read two pages of the book. I haven't listened to the podcast. I just came across this broad on TikTok, shared it on my Instagram, and I was like, love this. Let me look into it. Breezy, she full on listens to the podcast. She comes home. She's like, listen, you gotta listen to this. You gotta let me, you know, if you love me, you'll let me. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
Not you using this theory against me.
That sounds like what you...
I basically came up with a theory.
Yeah, but you understand. You've been dating for almost a year. You, at this point in the relationship, know how manipulative Breezy is.
Oh, absolutely. So Mel Robbins is over here just confirming it. Let Breezy be an hour late. You just got a letter, you know?
Yeah, let
Nothing
me.
Nothing we can do.
Let me.
Absolutely.
Let me go out with my girlfriends on a Friday night and come home at 2 a.m.
This isn't going to work. It's not going to work because the only thing that's going to happen is the more you let them, the more resentment you're going to hold. And then someone is going to blow up at somebody else. It might not happen right now because you're using this stupid theory, but sooner or later, this relationship is going to come to a screeching halt.
No.
Oh, yeah. and that's when the let me comes in. You know, you can't sit there and be resentful. You got to let me. Let me take charge and let me be in power.
What?
So it's all about taking the power back.
Oh, yeah, you got to take the power back.
This went from
Absolutely.
Like, I'm going to let you do whatever you want to a hierarchy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the power back.
And overthrown.
Let Breezy be an hour late. Well, let me just not show up. And then Breezy will show up late and nobody will be there. Let them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I hope this works out for you ladies.
Me too. I think it is.
No, I think it's going to be great.
We'll see what chapter two brings on chapter two.
Please keep us posted.
I listened to one podcast and I was like, so I am Gandhi. She was like, you're literally not, but okay.
She's literally forcing me against my will to listen to the podcast that I brought to her attention.
Let them.
Yeah, you just got to let them.
Yeah. I'm about to urinate in the corner of the studio right now.
Let them.
You have to.
I'm liking this. Breezy's girlfriend, thanks for the call.
Of course, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Happy Friday.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Happy Friday.
She's great. I was testing her a little bit. She clearly obviously has read the theory. She knows what it is. Some people are weighing in right now and says the let them theory has worked so well for me because it really does allow you to see who people truly are.
Yeah.
They're going to show you eventually. Kim says this let them thing sounds way too passive. If you feel like you aren't being prioritized in your relationship, you shouldn't just let them. You should communicate or leave them. Well, yeah, you'll get to that point.
Right.
But you have to let them show you first.
Right. This person says, Moose is 100% right. Holding it in builds resentment. And when it comes out, it'll be 100 times worse.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited to see how this is going to blow up in both of your faces.
Stay tuned.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. How many of you would be open to a new hotel coming to Eastview Mall?
Shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about anything huge.
Let's put it in the back of Regal, shall we?
123 rooms. The Victor Planning Board recently heard a proposal for a new hotel at Eastview Mall. And the proposed hotel named would be Marriott Element by Westin. And it would be a four-story building with 123 rooms. The hotel would be located on the west side of the mall property, specifically on a parking lot between JCPenney and the former Lord & Taylor store. That sounds, I'm down for it. Yeah, bring it in. First of all, if you're going to put a mall anywhere, you gotta put it at a Marketplace Mall. We got to bring life back into that mall.
At least it'll be attached to a hospital. You know what I mean?
Well, as of now, they only have an Ethiopian restaurant and like a Payless. So,
and David Buster's.
The planning board has not made any decisions regarding the proposal. But this is very much something that could take place and can get people really excited. Think about it. You and your friends, you go shopping. You're so exhausted from spending money all day that you don't have the strength to drive home. So you spend the night in the hotel. And then you wake up. Your husband asks where you've been. You said, I was at the mall. I stayed the night at Eastview. He thinks you're having an affair. Right? So he hires a lawyer, takes you for everything you got. Now you officially have to live out of a hotel.
Yeah, we should start that project. Let's break ground.
See what happens when you watch Lifetime?
I think Eastview's very nice. Like, I love it. I grew up at Eastview, like, all of the things, obviously.
It's a beautiful mall. Yeah, it's great.
But it's not, let's just say this, it's not a main attraction. Like, Syracuse has Destiny that people come, honestly, from all around to go visit, which I will never understand. It's like literally upstate New York's Mall of America.
I was there last year at this time, and I'm walking around
and
there.
And they have a hotel attached to it. They do.
Yeah. Okay. If we're going to spend our money on anything, it should be a fast ferry.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to have a hotel attached to a mall, make sure that that mall has the amenities and entertainment to sustain those people's interest. They don't have any entertainment. They got rid of Funscape years ago. The Regal is not even attached to the mall.
Don't need it. There's a Starbucks, there's an H&M, and an Apple. What else do you need?
I'm so
Yes, good. Express went bankrupt, but you know, who cares? There's so many other things.
They're
there.
Like, you know what I want to do? Have a sleepover over with Aeropostale. Like, I'm so good.
Brand new PXY swag is officially hot off the press. And Breezy and I, we want to hook you up. We need Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for everyone's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
This is your chance to finally look cool and stay warm this winter.
And all we have is larges and XLs left, so hopefully that's your size.
We're looking for Caller 8 right now. We do it next on the show. Good luck.
Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! That's right. We're looking for Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your chance to finally look cool. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Brand new PXY morning swag is hot off the press. How many of you have always just wanted a picture of Breezy and I's face on your crotchless underwear?
Oh my gosh. We got to talk to our production company.
All right, let's go to the phones. Caller 8. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nicole.
What up, Nicole?
Where are you calling from, Nicole?
I'm calling from Snowy Webster.
Do you think you
Where
have
life is worth living?
That's what they say.
Do you think you have what it takes to go head to head with our girl Breezy?
Oh, I know it.
Oh,
we love
she
that confidence
because
you're Caller 8. All right, Nicole, get your game face on. Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer
Good
each
luck,
question.
Nicole.
If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Breezy has left the room. Okay, Nicole. Let's go to question number one. When was the War of 1812?
1812?
Final answer? All right. Let's go to question number two. If you drive for 60 miles per hour and you drive for 1 hour, how far did you end up traveling?
16 miles per hour.
If you drive 60 miles per hour, yes.
Oh, 60 miles per hour.
And you drive for 1 hour?
That's right. How far did you travel?
60 miles.
60 miles, final answer. I'm locking you in. Question number three, Nicole, what color are Mickey Mouse's shoes?
They are black.
All right, let's go to question four. Nicole, who did America gain their independence from?
America gained their independence.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
4 seconds.
The British?
All right, putting you down for the British. And number five, what is the oldest soft drink in America?
Coca-Cola.
Okay. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up. Hey, Breeze, come on back in. All right, not too shabby. God. Are you okay?
No, me? I'm not, because that just totally... Whew.
Did you kill it?
No.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
What you got?
Looking and tallying these up, I'm going to go say you got one. Not too bad, Nicole. 3 out of 5.
That's not bad.
Oh, okay.
You'll be good, I think.
Hopefully. Breezy.
Yes.
When was the War of 1812?
Is
that your final answer?
I guess.
Question number two. If you drive for 60 miles per hour and you drive for 1 hour, how far did you end up traveling?
60 miles. I hate that. I hate that question. I've been asked that question 100 times over and I get it wrong every time.
Breezy?
What?
What color is Mickey Mouse's shoes?
Black. Wait, he doesn't have shoes.
Oh, he's homeless?
Black.
All right, we go.
Final answer.
Final answer. Let's go to question number four. Who did America gain their independence from?
Benjamin Franklin.
What? All right.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
I'm going to actually, because I feel so bad for you right now, think about it. Who did America gain their independence from?
France.
Independence. Oh, God.
All right, we're going with France. All right. And last question, Breezy. Question number five. What is the oldest soft drink in America? And by soft drink, I mean
Pop.
Soda.
Pop.
No. What brand?
Yeah.
Pop.
I don't know. Coke.
All right.
Coca-Cola. I don't know.
They
did the glass bottles at one time, so.
All right. All right.
I hate this. I hate it here.
I think we're on the same page here, Breezy.
Really?
Well, unfortunately for Breeze. She only scored 2 points. You got yourself some new swag.
Yes! Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay, let's go over it.
Now, we need to know.
Yeah.
The War of 1812, ladies, was 1812.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Question two, yes, you will be driving 60 miles if you drive for 60 miles an hour for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse shoes. He does have shoes, Breezy, and the color of his shoes are yellow. They're not black.
Oh. Damn it!
Wow. Okay.
Who did America gain their independence from? Great Britain.
Okay. Whatever.
Nicole said British. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I'll take that answer.
Oh my God. Now you. Whatever.
Not France.
We could have tied it up.
What is the oldest soft drink in America? It is Dr. Pepper, not Coca-Cola,
okay,
lady.
Dr. Pepper's is trash.
It's not.
So.
It's not. Hey, Nicole, what size are you?
Well, you know what? My daughter was just in the car, and she's so sad that she had to go inside. So I'll get it for her. So I will get her a medium.
Don't even worry. We're going to hug both of you guys up. Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, so sweet. She'll be so happy.
Yay.
I need you to say, my name is Nicole from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Okay. My name is Nicole from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
I'm crying. No, I'm sobbing.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.